The site of the Halibut Point Cottages, as they'll be known, is referred to as the Old City Shops by most longtime Sitkins. But it wasn't only the city which had a facility there. The State Department of Transportation's maintenance building was on the location until it was knocked down by a landslide in 2005. The original structures on the site, according to Huey, were built by the federal government during the military buildup during World War II. Nevertheless, the city and the state took up responsibility for the cleanup after the landslide. Huey read from a report by the Department of Environmental Conservation.
In 2006 and 2007 is when they completed the remediation, and the DEC final report said no further remediation action is required and the property is cleared for redevelopment. 2 weeks ago, in putting in the sewer line, we discovered contaminated soil. A week ago, in putting in the water line, we discovered more contaminated soil.
Huey told the chamber that the contaminated soil, around 100 cubic yards, is likely the very same stuff they remediated in 06-07, and most likely contained petroleum of some kind. Despite the optimistic report, Huey says residual contamination was a known risk when the Sitka Community Land Trust received the site from the city. In fact, Huey says the site came with the understanding that the city was waiving any further responsibility for contamination. Oops, there's one snag right there.
By the way, the DEC says that you can't waive environmental responsibility. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation does not recognize waiver of environmental responsibility. I'm not saying that to make a legal argument with the city, who are our greatest partners in all of this. We're going to work with the city and see what we can do.
To pack up this soil and ship it off to a hazardous waste facility in the lower 48 would cost about $60,000. Wrapping it in an impermeable fabric, a so-called burrito, and burying it under a parking lot would be much less, but still a large, unbudgeted expense. Huey emphasized that this wasn't a legal issue. The SCLT has invested $500,000 of Rasmussen grant funding in developing the site, and many a lawsuit has been filed over less. Huey is focused on an entirely different goal, not passing on the costs of this problem to future owners.
So we could add it on to the cost of those houses. But if we do that, we're asking seven young families to bear the economic brunt of pollution that was happening before they were born and for decades, and that we sort of community-wide are, I think, responsible for, because it was our city in past years that did that, right?
Huey says the SCLT has been keeping the city in the loop on the matter and that all parties are looking for a fair solution, which might involve peeling off a small parcel to sell to the adjacent vet clinic and possibly selling other parts of the site on the hillside, for instance, which could not be developed as economically as the rest of the mostly flat cottage area. In the meantime, the Halibut Point Cottages will lose at least 2 weeks of prime summer building weather while Huey waits for soil tests to confirm that the contamination contains nothing unexpected. But it wasn't all bad news. Huey said that the SCLT has an architectural design for the first 7 of 13 planned cottages and relatively firm numbers from contractors for their costs. Buyers can expect to pay between $150,000 and $210,000 for a 1, 2, or 3-bedroom cottage. The smallest will be about 650 square feet, the largest about 1,000 square feet. The mortgage costs will run from $1,200 a month and up. This isn't cheap, but it is affordable, Huey says.
Our pricing targets are what are people paying for rent. If we can provide a 1, 2, or 3-bedroom home at or below rental value, then we consider that a win.
And because it's a land trust, buyers own only the structure. The land remains in the trust. And when it's time to sell, buyers will recover their down payments, all payments that they've put toward paying down the principal on their loans, and 25% of any increase in value of the cottage. And there's one final criteria, neighborliness. Sitka hasn't seen a cottage neighborhood before where the lots are small, about 4,000 square feet, parking is off to the side, and residents walk to their homes. It's way down on the list on the application, Huey said, but you've got to demonstrate that you can live with people. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.